In 2015, Rocky Mountain Power applied for a conditional use permit from Wasatch County to install higher capacity transmission lines in a one-quarter mile stretch of county property. The Wasatch County Planning Commission denied the request because it was not compliant with existing ordinances that limit structures that protrude above ridgelines. Rocky Mountain Power appealed the decision to the Wasatch County Board of Adjustments, which agreed with the Planning Commission decision. Then Rocky Mountain Power took the request to the Utility Facility Review Board. The Act regulates disputes between public utilities and local governments, saying it is in the public interest to resolve issues regarding the construction and installation of public utility facilities. The facilities board deemed the upgrade was a needed project and ordered Wasatch County to issue the permit. In the argument, Wasatch County attorneys cited Utah code that shows the utility review board must defer to local governments, not to public utilities. Even with the review board's argument that the construction of the upgraded transmission lines are needed, the court found in favor of Wasatch County. It said Wasatch County can require Rocky Mountain Power comply with their ridgeline ordinance. With that right, according to the ruling, is an obligation to pay any extra expense incurred by the utility. Wasatch County attorneys Scott Sweat and Tyler Berg have not responded to requests for comment. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.